Few businesses in Newmarket have seen the town change as much as Roadhouse and Rose Funeral Home. Located in the heart of historic Newmarket at 157 Main Street South, where it has operated since the 1920s, Roadhouse and Rose holds the reigning title of the oldest business in Newmarket, and third oldest funeral home across Ontario. Founded in 1842, Roadhouse and Rose has not only seen the population of Newmarket grow from just 600 to over 88,000, it has welcomed an increasingly diverse community of clients. Changes that have seen the funeral home flourish through almost 200 years of growth, adaptation and evolution. So, too, does it remain the only locally owned and family-operated funeral home in Newmarket and Aurora. Roadhouse and Rose has evolved with the community, said Wes Plater, manager and owner of Roadhouse and Rose Funeral Home. As the community gets bigger, you expand your facilities, and as the community gets more diverse, you offer different types of services. Plater, a passionate local historian and collector of artifacts from Newmarket's past, is the third-generation member of his family to own Roadhouse and Rose. As manager, he takes a hands-on approach to the business, working with Roadhouse and Rose's seven-strong team to ensure the quality of daily operations. "I try to maintain the quality of service that we'd like to have, and that my parents were known for," said Plater. The history of Roadhouse and Rose can be traced back to 1842. When Newmarket resident Samuel Roadhouse, a cabinetmaker, opened up his own business after years of apprenticeship. In an age before modern machinery, cabinetmakers were the go-to manufacturers for coffins, and the business eventually evolved to provide undertaking services as well. Roadhouse's business, located on the northeast corner of Main and Queen Streets, eventually grew to such prominence that it was represented as one of the 9 B's on Newmarket's crest when it was incorporated as a town in 1880. Upon Roadhouse's death in 1890, Neria John, N.J., Roadhouse, his son, took over the business. As one of Newmarket's earliest mayors, 1905-1907, and a member of town council for 12 years, N.J. oversaw the arrival of electric lights, modern roads, and water systems to Newmarket. When N.J. became business partners with Lyman Rose, husband of his daughter, Mildred, in 1921, the business, then called the Roadhouse Funeral Home, took on its present-day name. To help fit the needs of a rapidly growing community, the pair moved the business to a larger location on Main, where it still remains. When N.J. passed away in 1932, Lyman and Mildred continued to run Roadhouse and Rose until 1953, when they retired and sold the firm to their son, Donald Roadhouse Rose, and Rodney Ecobichon and Ray Plater, two employees of the company. Roadhouse and Rose changed hands again when the three men, at staggered times, sold their shares to Glenn Plater. By then, the business had further expanded into the former Newmarket era building next door. Greg Davey joined Roadhouse and Rose in 2000, as did Wes Plater, Glenn's son, in 2004. Together, Wes and Greg purchased Roadhouse and Rose in 2009. "As the times change, Roadhouse and Rose has changed as well," said Plater. "We try to be proactive in anticipating people's needs as well as their bereavement needs. Today, Roadhouse and Rose offers full-service burial and cremation, including memorial, celebration of life, and graveside services. As trends have shifted, they've provided more modern options and amenities, open to personalization. Sometimes, this means changing decor to match the personality of the deceased. For the funeral of a biker, bringing in his beloved motorcycle. For the funeral of a painter, displaying their paintings around the room. For the funeral of a gardener, arranging beautiful plants and tried and true tools about the premises." And with a business so steeped in the fabric and history of Newmarket, as you can see from the historic photographs displayed around the building, Roadhouse and Rose has also made it a priority to give back to the community that has supported them for so long. As a business, they support a long list of local organizations and charities, including Bereaved Families of Ontario York Region, Doane House Hospice, Southlake Regional Health Centre Foundation, and the Newmarket Veterans Association. Plater himself has written 7 coffee table books on various aspects of Newmarket history like hotels, schools and education, and transportation, with all proceeds collected through sales donated to charity. "We've got a good team here, and we're very involved in the community," said Plater. "We keep involved as much as we can with different community groups and charities."